Support for WILL Agriculture comes from Murray Wise Associates, LLC, providing nationwide land auctions, farmland sales and management, and financial advice for agribusiness. Information on upcoming land auctions and offerings can be found at murraywiseassociates.com.
Good Monday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening Commodity Market Report. Chiquita Brands International Incorporated has agreed to sell itself to two Brazilian companies for about $681 million just days after the fresh produce company's shareholders rejected plans to merge with Irish fruit importer Feifel's. North Carolina-based Chiquita says that it will be acquired by investment firm Safra Group and juice company Cutrali Group for $14.15 a share, that all in cash. The company has put the transaction's value at about $1.3 billion, and that includes assumption of Chiquita's debt. Chiquita's board unanimously approved the deal, which is targeted to close by the end of the year or in early 2015. This morning, private exporters reported to USDA export sales of 120,000 metric tons of soybeans for delivery to China during the 14-15 marketing year. Also going out the door this morning is 110,500 metric tons of soybeans for delivery to unknown destinations during the 14-15 marketing year. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is trading 16,757. It's down 47 points. The NASDAQ, 44.62, down 21. The S&P 500 is 19.53. It is down 11 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner. He is live this morning. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, Dave. What a beautiful weekend.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, just absolutely incredible. It's hard to believe it's already pushing into late October here, but we have to eat it up while we can. It's going to be another beautiful day across a big part of the region. We do have a cool front, though, that will be working its way across the area as we go through the day and overnight tonight, and it will generate some showers, and it will bring the temperatures back down into a little bit more of a seasonable range. We're expecting to see the afternoon temperatures today to still be in the 70s and 80s across portions of the lower parts of the Midwest. The warmest weather will certainly be located in portions of southern Illinois, southern Indiana, southern Ohio, even back into Missouri and all the way down through most of the deep south. Temperatures over 80 degrees in all of that region, while 60s and 70s will occur in most other areas in the Midwest. There will be some 50-degree highs going south in parts of Minnesota that will be advertisement for what we will experience just a little bit later this week. Will start to turn cooler tomorrow. We'll look for 40s and 50s in the uppermost parts of the Midwest tomorrow afternoon, while temperatures in the lower and eastern parts of the Midwest will be mostly in the 60s, with a few 70s still in Ohio and parts of Kentucky tomorrow. As we move into Wednesday, everybody will be back into the 40s and 50s, with the exception maybe of places like Nebraska, Kansas, Missouri, and the immediate Ohio River Valley, where some 60-degree readings will occur. Our low temperatures at night will slip back out as well. It will look for lows in the 20s and 30s in the northwestern Corn Belt, while the heart of the Midwest here will see readings mostly upper 30s and lower to a few middle 40s. We are expecting to see the milder conditions to stay with us for a while. I don't think we'll see those low temperatures get any warmer again. Certainly no more of these 50 and 60-degree lows except for tomorrow morning. We do expect those to be with us again before the frontal system moves through the eastern parts of the Midwest. Well, as you can imagine, with temperatures contrasting like this, there's a pretty good chance we're going to see some rainfall occur as the frontal system moves across the region. But the good news is that the rain is not going to be very well organized, certainly not in the western Corn Belt, and starting in Illinois and advancing to the east, we will see a little better organization in the frontal system and its associated precipitation tonight into tomorrow morning. think most of the precipitation will be out of the eastern Midwest already by tomorrow evening. So it will be just a half day or a full day's worth of disruption, and then we'll be back into the fields again. Rain totals are probably going to run from about a tenth of an inch upwards to 5 or 6 tenths of an inch at the most, and we'll likely see the precipitation leave the region, and no other will likely come into the region probably until the first part of next week. Although, with that said, there will be some shower activity perhaps in the parts of the Great Lakes region real briefly on Friday as a reinforcing shot of cool air comes in. So there will be a little bit of shower activity in Michigan, maybe a few spots in Ohio and northern Indiana, but everybody else will stay dry. The temperatures will continue to be in a mild range until we get to the first part of next week, and then we do have one more round of warming to come across the region, and it will likely evolve with some strong southerly winds as well. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for agricultural weather on WILL comes from Busey. With over 145 years of agribusiness experience, Busey offers solutions, resources, and expertise to support local landowners. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Buy your tickets today for our first ever WILL Ag Farm Assets Conference. It's November the 24th at the Marriott Hotel on the Illinois State University campus in Normal, Illinois. In addition to our great marketing panels on corn, cash grain, and soybeans, we've got keynotes on crop insurance, including the ARCPLC decision, and farmland values. The cost is $25 and includes lunch and parking in the hotel parking garage. Get your tickets now at 800-898-1065 or on our secure website at willag.org. That's W-I-L-L-A-G.org. Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter December wheat, 592 3/4, down one. Soft December, 517 1/4, down a half. December corn, 351 3/4, down 1 1/4. March, 365 1/4, down 1 1/2. May, 374, down 1 1/4. July, 381 3/4, down one. November soybeans, 975 1/2, down 2. January, 981, down 2 1/4. March, 988 1/4, down 1 3/4. July, $10.01 1/4, and they are down 1. December soybean meal, 353.80, up 360. And December soybean oil, 32.13, down 26 cents. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Aaron Curtis of Midco. He is in Bloomington, Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
Doing well. I imagine producers ran hard and long over the weekend, and I wouldn't be surprised if maybe we're 50% or more harvested on corn this afternoon.
Yeah, I think the estimation is maybe closer to 45% either side of that here. Dave, beans, obviously a lot of beans going over the weekend with the weather finally getting pretty fit here for beans here after last week's kind of foggy, drizzly weather. So a lot of beans went over the weekend, expecting beans to be in that 70 to 75% sun. So I think we'll see the beans, a big jump, and corn continuing to kind of creep along here, Dave.
The month is almost out, which means that the crop insurance implied put is near an end. What happens after that?
Well, that's going to be an interesting question. We're still going to have some harvest to continue to work through here. Like I said, you know, just not quite half the corn crop still needs to come out. So that's still going to be a market dynamic here. We still got to work on. And we get into November, of course, another crop report and see if the USDA wants to adjust yields or acreage anymore. We'll see that on November 10th. So, you know, still a lot of fundamental stuff to kind of work through, especially on the production side and harvest side here. So, you know, we're not out of the woods on that. And then, you know, get into more demand talk here as we move into the winter months, Dave.
Do you feel as though we have now established the upper end of a sideways price range, or when the week is over, will we have higher highs for this week?
Well, the trend is that the thing wants to continue to kind of hang in here, and we're seeing that here again today after the week closed there on Friday. The market started out weaker overnight, and you know, we've cut those losses in half here this morning. Sold another chunk of beans to China, another chunk of beans to unknown. So all those things continue to help. Just acts like the market wants to continue to hang in there. But I would think if the weather continues to be open, you know, we don't get too much rain here tonight to slow things down. I think we're probably more in kind of a sideways pattern here, at least through the end of the month, and then get into November and kind of see where we go from there. But it looks like at least we're feeling a little more comfortable thinking that maybe those lows that we saw at the first part of October are going to hold for now.
Thank you much, Aaron.
Have a good day, Dave.
You too. Bye. Aaron Curtis of MITCO, and he is in Bloomington, Normal, Illinois. Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter December wheat, 5.93 and a quarter down a half. Soft December, 5.17 down three quarters. December corn, 3.51 and a quarter down one and three quarters. March, 3.65 down one and three quarters. July, 3.81 and a half down one and a quarter. November soybeans, 9.73 and three quarters down three and three quarters. July, $10 and a quarter down two. December soybean meal, 353.20 up $3. And December soybean oil, 32.05 down 34. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 9:01 Central Time.